Well, we had an interesting development on Thursday back in my old stomping ground at the Economic Club of New York in Manhattan. And that was the opportunity to learn about the tax policies of one of the two primary candidates for president in the November 8th election, the Donald. And the Donald spelled out a lot of his tax proposals at the Economic Club of New York on Thursday. And that was interesting because now we have what is available, which is most propositions from both major candidates on what they're going to do about the tax system going forward. You know, you have heard about tax reform for 30 years now, but the last major tax reform was in 1986 under President Reagan. And since that major tax reform bill was passed in 1986, there has been no major tax overhaul. There have been tweaks here and there, policy changes here and there, nothing along the lines of a major tax reform event. Why? Because, for the most part, because Congress has been divided most of those years, and they've been unable to come together on the tax system in terms of major tax reform. After all, if you're going to talk about politically complex issues in a gridlocked Washington, D.C., tax policy has to be at the top of the list. And that's what we have seen. So now we have, we can contrast the proposals as they've been presented, especially now that we have the Economic Clubs of New York speech from the Donald on Thursday. We can contrast the two candidates and their tax proposals, keeping in mind that getting any of this past a divided Congress is, well, shall we say, difficult. So what do we have here? On the Clinton side of the ledger, we have an income tax increase on high earners of 4% in the form of a surcharge for those earning over $5 million a year. Now, in all fairness, most people are not going to spend a lot of time breaking down in tears over a 4% surcharge for those earning over $5 million a year. Also, it affects only a small fraction of the working population. So that particular item, while I'm sure not well received by some in the over $5 million a year category, is probably not something that most people are going to lose sleep about. In terms of other tax changes, Clinton has said we would see an increase in the top marginal rate some places around the country. Some places around the country. If this tax went in, for example, right now you have we're talking about the top bracket. You have the 39.6. You have the 3.8 health care, takes you to 43.4. Again, top bracket. You have whatever state or local may apply to you. And then you would have the 4% on it. So that would take the marginal rate in some locations close to 60% or more. 60% or more. But again, that would only apply to those earning over $5 million a year. Again, people are not going to lose sleep over that one. The Donald chimed in. And the Economic Club speech on Thursday clarified a lot of this. He's proposing three new brackets, 12%, 25%, and a top bracket of 33%. And that top bracket of 33% would stop cold right there because the Donald says he will repeal the health care law and he will repeal the health care tax, which is the 3.8 add-on in the top bracket that we were talking about. So that would be repealed. No more health care law. No more Obamacare, no more 3.8% health care tax under the Donald's proposal. And he would also increase the standard deduction and repeal the alternative minimum tax. These are all in the tax proposals from the Donald. Going over to the investment side, on the investment side, Clinton says we will see a doubling, essentially a doubling of the capital gains tax rate for certain holding periods. For example, you won't be able to hold a stock for a year anymore and qualify for long term. We would see under Clinton an extension of the period, of the holding period, before you'd qualify for the capital gains tax rate. So essentially, for certain holding periods, it amounts to a doubling of the capital gains tax rate. We have not heard a lot from the Donald with reference to taxes on investments. Now, whether he's comfortable with what we have or whether he'd make some changes, well, that remains to be seen. Now, this is really important. In the deduction category, both candidates say that they will keep the mortgage interest deduction and they will keep the charitable deduction. This is significant because the mortgage interest deduction has been a political football for years, and there have been all kinds of stories about people talking about getting rid of the mortgage interest deduction. Neither candidate is saying that. However, Clinton has said we could get a cap on deductions at 28%. So if you're in a high bracket, a bracket higher than 28%, you would pay more taxes because you would lose deductibility above the 28% bracket. In addition to that, in the trading category, Clinton is proposing a tax on trades. We don't have specifics, but there's been a proposal for some form of a tax on trading. And again, specifics are lacking on that one. On the estate tax, the Donald wants to repeal the estate tax and add a new capital gains tax at death on unrealized gains. So two changes under the Donald proposed based on his statements. And again, he added a lot at the Economic Club conversation speech on Thursday in Manhattan. Repeal the estate tax. There would be no estate tax under the Donald. And a new capital gains tax on unrealized gains in your portfolio on the date of your death. As far as Clinton is concerned, she wants to reduce the amount of money you can pass on to beneficiaries at your death. Right now it's $5.45 million. It was set at $5, but then it was indexed to inflation, so it's $5.45 million.
Right now, Clinton wants to lower that to $3.5 million and also increase the tax rate to 45% for amounts above the exempted amount. So we'll see how that plays out. There's big contrast there, considering that the Donald wants to completely eliminate the estate tax, but he wants to put on a new tax on capital gains unrealized in your portfolio on your date of death. Then we get to the corporate taxes. And, of course, this is a real big deal because we've had companies relocating in other countries because of this. This is a really hot item. Clinton says that right now, as of today, there is no proposal to change the corporate tax rate, so it would remain the highest in the world at 35%. The Donald has a proposal to reduce the corporate tax rate dramatically from 35% to 15%. So it would be less than half than it is now if the Donald gets his way on that one. Now, keep in mind, these are ideas that have been put forth, including the ideas the Donald just put forth recently at the Economic Club of New York speech. They're proposals, and that's all they are for now. So two things about that. Number one, they're subject to change. The candidate who wins could make changes in the proposals before they're actually voted on. And secondly, Congress is in charge here. Congress writes tax policy. They are in charge. And so anything that happens has to go through Speaker Paul Ryan, the House, the Senate, the U.S. Congress. And as I say, for the past seemingly forever number of years, going back to 1986, we've had such a high level of gridlock in Washington that it's been impossible to get things done. In fact, there's a very, very easy problem to solve, and it still has not been solved. It's not being talked about in the campaign much on either side, and that's the Social Security problem and the Medicare problem. Medicare problem is much larger than the Social Security problem. Neither one are being discussed to any consequence on the campaign trail. And the irony here is the Social Security problem is easy to solve. with some changes in the various specifics of the program. Nobody currently on Social Security has to receive any cut. It's easily solved, but they won't even do that. The parties, both parties, they won't even do that. They don't even tackle it in Congress. So as a consequence, you can see how difficult it is to make changes in tax policy. So think about how hard it is to do major tax reform. That's why it has not been done for 30 years.